If you celebrated special days every day, you'd never be able to rest. National Beer Day, World Siblings Day, Science Fiction Day, Ice Cream for Breakfast Day. That one I'm up for, especially if there's a marmalade flavour. World Toothache Day. Are they related? I'm not joking, there's a day for everything. But one day we can't miss in my household is National Pet Day. The 11th of April, because every year, Happy draws us up a schedule. And here it is. 4 a.m. Get up and put on the chicken for a dog's breakfast like no other. I look in the mirror and see I look like one myself. 6 a.m. Go gently, oh so gently, into that good morning and lightly tickle Happy until her little eyes open. She tucks her too long for her mouth tongue back into said mouth and she is ready for some doggy yoga. 7 a.m. After a dog's breakfast, take Happy for walkies. This involves stopping at every single blade of grass, corner of a fence, and of course, everything that is sticking up out of the ground, be it a tree, a pole, a slowly walking person, or simply a bit of broken concrete, for it to be sniffed forensically, then weed on. My question here is, how does such a tiny dog hold so much liquid? And why poles? 9 a.m. Pop Happy into her downstairs by the door bed, as opposed to her thrown on the sofa bed, for some diligent napping. This is not, under any circumstances, to be interrupted by musical instrument playing of any kind, especially the horn. Crikey, so, so loud. 11 a.m. Horn playing may now proceed, as Happy has woken herself and the neighbourhood up by barking at the postman. This 4.5 kilo dog holds 20 litres of wee and 200 decibels of bark. Again, how? 1 p.m. Prepare the throne bed on the sofa for intense afternoon napping. This involves putting on ABC Classic, but not if it's opera, pulling down the blinds and shushing the neighbourhood. The dog over the street doesn't get the memo, and Happy, with a sense of irony, barks to tell him to be quiet. 4 p.m. Time for a quick wee and sniff in the garden. Check the washing has been put properly on the line and the compost bin doesn't have any fallen food around it. Come in for a tummy and hip rub and a butter biscuit. 5 p.m. Afternoon walkies. Shorter than morning walkies, but to make up for the length of walk, the same time is spent by increasing the intensity and frequency of pole, tree, blade of grass sniffing. 7 p.m. The evening commences. ABC News is watched, but not as closely as the humans' dinner plates. The cruelty of these humans to not do anything, anything, for Happy's happiness is now conclusively proven by them eating all of their own food. So selfish. 9 p.m. Bedtime. Happy has a look on her face of, huh, I might as well go to bed. Clearly, these humans have not bothered to do a single thing for me all day. Useless.